if you don't want to pay New York State estate tax, you have to stop being a New Yorker. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Leah Adamucci is here talking about how to stop being a New Yorker. If you want to escape New York State estate taxes somewhere down the line, hopefully in the far future, what do you do to say you're not a New Yorker?
There's a list of things that you can do that are proactive steps that someone moving to a different state can enact to articulate their desire to cut ties with New York. Some of them include changing your driver's license, changing where you're registered to vote, changing your bank statements, changing your bank. I mean, if you want to leave New York and go down to Florida and you're a First Niagara customer, you should change your bank. You should make sure that wherever you're trying to establish your new residence, that that's the address that's listed on any income tax returns that are filed. But the issue, too, is that there's a list of things that you can do. However, it's not determinative of being able to cut ties necessarily. New York Department of Taxation and Finance will do these tax audits. They'll look at all the different things that someone has done to cut ties with New York. It's not necessarily going to work out in that person's favor, even if they've taken these proactive steps. One of the biggest things is how much time someone spends in the new state. There's a 6-month threshold. That always works to an individual's favor when they want to change residency. But again, none of them are exhaustive.
You do hear stories of rich people avoiding New York State or in Europe, avoiding some high-tax country in Europe, with a little book as to how many days they have left that they can go to the theater in Manhattan sort of thing.
Well, and those are things you actually have to prove it. I mean, if you get audited by the New York Department of Taxation and Finance, you need to come up with these, you know, airplane bill, like receipts from travel to say, okay, I was in New York on this day, but then I was back in Florida. I left by Friday afternoon, where if I had stayed until Saturday, that would have put me over that threshold. So you actually have to be able to retain the records to show the Department of Taxation and Finance that what you're saying is true.
Certainly, anyone who lives here in Buffalo or anywhere in New York State, you have all kinds of ties. Your college alumni magazine is sent to a Buffalo address. Your credit card is. But there are also things like, well, I like to go up to Canada, so I have an enhanced driver's license, and I don't really have to give up my New York driver's license just because it's simpler to get across the border. I would think that triggers a red light.
It absolutely does, Mike. And that's the type of thing people will look at, those daily comforts. So, okay, I get to save 20 minutes at the Peace Bridge, or okay, I get to pay $20 less for a license to hunt or something of that nature. But what they don't realize that in the long run, that can make them susceptible to being pulled back in for an estate tax when they actually pass away.
And it might cost their heirs a whole lot of money.
That's correct. That's correct, especially if we look at how the current estate tax was passed after April 1st.
If you own a place here in Buffalo and you say, well, I'm up here in the summer, or I have a nice place in Angola, do you have to sell it or do you have to send the tax bills to Fort Walton Beach?
You don't have to sell it. Just because you have real property in another state doesn't make you susceptible to estate taxes within that state. I mean, if you're going to meet these thresholds that establish your residency in, you know, let's use Florida for the example, then having a second home or a summer house here doesn't pull you back into New York State necessarily for estate tax purposes. But I would absolutely recommend having any and all bills sent to that Florida address, because it just articulates your intent to live in that Florida residence as your primary residence. But owning the real property in New York State is not necessarily going to pull you back in for estate tax purposes.
Do you ever get clients who say New York State won't notice?
I would be very fearful if someone came in and said that. I think it's actually on the flip side. I think people oftentimes have a false sense of security with the steps that they've taken to establish residency somewhere else, that they're immune to being pulled back in for New York estate tax purposes. I think that's more the case that I see than, oh, New York state tax, you know, they're not going to notice.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Leah Adamucci has been here talking about how you sever your ties to New York State for tax purposes. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.